very big into the Oglethorpe Players. This was the Oglethorpe, what would you call it? The theater group.
Thespians.
The Thespians. Not Thespians, but Thespians. And this group had made two movies during the year at Oglethorpe. And that's when I first discovered that I was a photographer. My father had a 16 millimeter movie camera and a 16 millimeter projector. And that's a firm, fast combination there. And I bought the film and asked my father, how do you make this camera work? And he says, see this? This is a Siconic light meter. He says, this is the finest meter made in the world, of course, you know, of course it had to be. And he says, you aim the meter and you read it, and you read it about this far away from the from what you're photographing, and then you it says to put the f-stop on a was the other one also?
It's still got time.
Okay. And so you put the lens on exactly the f-stop that the meter tells you, and you shoot. And if the light changes, you stop shooting and read the meter again. And I followed that advice, and I never ever shot a bad foot of film in that 16 millimeter movie camera. And we shot, one was 40 minutes and one of them was 30 minutes. And this group wrote the scripts and cast ourselves and did our own makeup and everything and went out and shot the movies. The title of the first movie, which was a silent spoof, and it was called The Fall of Crepulous Fink. F-I-N-Q-U-E, if I remember correctly. And we really had a good time, but this, when Theater Atlanta opened just a year or two later, after I was downtown, I saw no reason. I mean, right across the street from where I can go and take a shower for free, you know? And how close are we doing? Oh, is it going?
I was wondering what those odd noises were.
Was it mine?
I thought, at first that's what I thought it was, but then I think this thing was stopped now, whatever it was.
It stopped, yeah. Tape may have been stuck for a little bit or sticky. So, that's how I got into the theater end of it. And then you're in the graphic arts field anyway, because you're doing publishing, printing, print preparation, you're writing text and copy. You're in an artsy-fartsy mood, you know.
Yeah.
And this is not what people from a liberal arts background are used to. I wasn't. And it's probably why my father and I parted ways, and I went into my own photography business. I do remember that. That's another story, but it has nothing to do with what we're trying to cover.
But they all relate.
They all seem to relate, because I had a man who was writing, he was a scalper, what do you call the employment people who hire people away from one person?
Headhunter.
Headhunter from New York. He was probably the top headhunter in the country. And he kept writing me as the editor of the Southern Banker and asking me to, if I would publish any of his articles. And he would send these articles. And I read one of the articles, and it was good. And so I picked up the phone and called him and said, how much? And he said, nothing if you'll give me a byline and run it in the magazine. And so I said, fine. So I ran his articles for free because it helped fill up space and kept me from having to write another one myself. And I found out very early in my writing career that I was never going to win a Pulitzer Prize. But I found out that when I took pictures while I was interviewing people and printed the pictures with the articles, they were very, very good. So photojournalism became a real fort. And this was very good for me, because it stood me in good stead around the world.
Yeah.